The South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackala with the morning team. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over from Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
All right, so what is more good news David brings us?
Yeah, good news from Apple again. And we get through the Apple event last week, and now they're giving us some new features on our iPhone.
Okay, all right. Well, let's talk about this because this is iPhone alerts for something. So fill us in on how this
exactly
works.
So we spoke about this a while ago where folks were using AirTags to track people. Which is a very dangerous situation. Mm-hmm. It was also what happened there when we spoke of it. There was a Sports Illustrated model who shared her terrifying story about being stalked with an Apple AirTag. Well, Apple has just released their version 17.5 of the operating system. And I checked this because I was on 17.4.1, so I had to get mine downloaded and updated to see how this whole thing worked. But with 17.5, your iPhone can now alert you when unauthorized Bluetooth trackers are following you, even if they aren't Apple AirTags.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's good. Oh, yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah, mine says 17.4.1. Okay.
Yep. Right. Hey, this came out. I had to update my phone overnight, and most people should do this, especially if they have any concerns about being tracked or their children being tracked. They were dropping AirTags in shopping bags, putting them on cars, lots of different things. So you do want to know if, in fact, someone's tracking you. And this is one way to do it now. Apple has just enabled this feature for all of us.
Okay, so this is a good thing, and they add these alerts for, again, these are third-party Bluetooth trackers. So what basically, just explain, I guess, on how it works, David, is that this was obviously invented to be a good thing, but then it was manipulated and used because it was basically a very cheap tracking device.
Exactly.
I mean, relatively so. I mean, this is not like a spy device, even though that's what it was.
Yeah, and it's not just Apple AirTags. There are other devices that make tracking available or possible for Android as well. So you need to mitigate all of these things if, in fact, you have any concerns about your privacy like this. So what this does is if the system with the phone actually detects that you have an AirTag on you or somewhere in your vicinity, it's going to alert you with a message that says, item, whatever the AirTag is, found moving with you on your device. So it'll let you know that something's moving with you. It's not going to happen as you walk past somebody else. It has to be on your person somewhere and continue to move a period of time so that Apple believes that it is a device that you may actually have and be using, or it may be a device that someone dropped on you.
Wow. Okay. All right. So if you get the alert, what do you do at that point? How do you get around this?
Very cool. What they've done with this is you get the alert. It will also allow you to, in fact, make the device make a sound so you can find it. And then it'll help you disable it if it's not the device that you want, that you care to have.
Oh, okay. Okay. Really? Okay. All right, so it sounds pretty helpful, and I imagine this is the kind of thing that people were obviously looking for. And I suspected the company probably wanted to help people knowing that their technology was being manipulated like this.
Yeah, and, you know, for their own personal protection, they don't want to get caught with something happening to someone because of a device that they've created and sold. So this helps limit some of the liability. Not all of it, because you can sue anybody for anything.
Yeah.
But it helps limit something because they've offered you a way to detect and disable these devices.
All right. So we're talking about the iPhone. Are there alerts for Android users already, or is that coming? Or
no. And well, that's interesting. The Androids, they beat Apple to this. They beat them to the punch. So, yeah, they can do the same thing if they have an Android device. But, you know, Apple they're the main iPhone vendor, mobile phone vendor. So it's about time that they got on top of this.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Okay. All right, so you've got all the links here on how this works and really what to do. And basically, the simple thing is to get the update, I guess, on your... I mean, if you're concerned about this.
Exactly. Yeah. And most people should have a little bit of concern because you never know. There's a lot of nefarious characters out there.
Yeah.
So
I would imagine.
Once you've turned this on, it just stays on. And if anything comes your way, you'll be alerted to it. So it's not like you have to do anything special except for enable this one time on your phone.
Yep.
And I have the links to Apple, how to identify and protect yourself from Bluetooth tracking. So very simple to do. The upgrade to 17.5, which is the newest version that just came out, and you'll be protected.
All right. David Snell, tell people where to go to get that link.
Go to xsmartit.com and click on my blog link.
Thank you, David.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too. That's David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. That's actsmartit.com, actsmartit.com, and you get the link there.